Now, what really is bimbofication? Well, tonight we'll discuss that all and more on the Botch TV After Show. Make sure you stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
On.
Woo!
Yeah.
Fergalicious. Yeah.
Look at that.
A little chest pop. Yeah. Yeah, you got it. Woo! Hey everyone, and welcome to the Botch TV After Show. Tonight we are recapping episode 11, season 4 of Botch. But before we begin, I want to introduce my fabulous co-host. And by the way, I'm Stacey Olivas.
What's up, AfterBuzz family? My name is Ashley Chaney. You can find me all over the internet at Ashley on Camera.
Hey everybody, thank you for tuning in. I'm so excited to talk about this episode. You can follow me on Instagram at Bonjour Juliette.
And you can find me at Anissa Barr at every social media site that is available to you.
And you guys can find me at Stacey Olivas all over Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you want. I'm there. But before we begin, guys, I want to read something. Sorry, I just said read. Okay, as always, we want to thank you so much for your support. Can we? Can we? Now, what really is bimbofication? Well, tonight we'll discuss all that and more on the Botch TV After Show. Make sure you guys stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
And woo!
Chest pop.
Oh. Yeah. Get it.
Here we go.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Botch TV After Show. Tonight we're recapping episode 11, season 4 of Botched. Before we begin, we want to introduce ourselves. I'm Stacey Olivas, and you can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas. And now I want to introduce my fabulous co-host.
Hello, hello, AfterBuzz family. I'm Ashley Chaney, and you can find me all over the internet at Ashley on Camera.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. So excited to get into this episode. You can find me on Instagram at Bonjour Juliette.
And I am also excited to get into this TV show that we are about to discuss. My name is Anissa Barr. You can find me at Anissa Barr.
And as always, we want to thank you so much for your support, and we actually have some exciting news about AfterBuzz to share with you. Whether you're a new listener or a longtime AfterBuzz fan, you know that we're the world's number one destination for TV coverage. Well, starting next month, we'll be expanding our content beyond just after shows to bring you a whole new slate of new content formats and guests.
That's right. So you guys watch, you know, your all of your favorite shows, and you go to different places for sources of news, like your ESPN and E and stuff. We want to make sure we are that source for you guys. So to that end, we're going to be having in-depth show coverage for everything, you guys. Animation, sports, feature film, whatever kind of shows you like, we're going to be talking about it in-depth right here on AfterBuzz.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, AfterBuzz is making so many exciting changes, and I'm so excited to be part of this family.
Awesome.
They're doing a lot with their... have this no limit approach to TV coverage, and we realize that sometimes it's hard to find shows that you love, and AfterBuzz listened to that, and they're restructuring the websites, the show, the platform, and they're making it easy to find what you are looking for. They're doing so by the YouTube channel is going to be split up, be divided by 9 sections by genre: drama, comedy, reality, reality competition, wrestling, sports, animations, sci-fi, fantasy, superheroes, red carpets, and lastly, our own features. And original content.
Was like, there any genre you didn't name in that? Just
checking. No, I think it's just like a whole, just covering everything. And this is so, so exciting. I just, I can't wait to see even more content. And again, like AfterBuzz is the ESPN of television, yeah. And that's so cool. I'm so proud to be part of this family.
Same here. I'm very excited because to know that it's now going to be in separate different categories, it's going to be easier to fans as well to pick on what they want to choose, if they want sci-fi, if they want fantasy, if they want reality. So there's a lot to be excited about, but it won't happen overnight. As we develop, we're experimenting to cater to your TV desires, which means you're going to participate and have some feedback. We'll be able to deliver these custom shows. To keep up to date with everything, be sure to sign up for our monthly newsletter that we'll be launching in September, and check out our shows at AfterBuzz Weekly with Megan Stretcher.
So did you guys get that? We want to hear from you. We want feedback. So watch it. Look out for the new structure, the new face of AfterBuzz, and let us know what you think, because we really want you guys to enjoy your experience at AfterBuzz as much as we love creating content for you.
Exactly. And the fans make this happen.
That's right. We love you guys. We love you guys.
Mm-hmm. Follow us, Instagram, Facebook, Snapshot, YouTube, everything, the whole scam.
Mm-hmm. We want your feedback, and we want you guys to put input, especially tonight, as we recap episode 11, season 4 of Botched. What did you guys think about this episode? Olena, we're going to go over first. She's called she said she has chesticle boobs.
Chesticles.
chesticles. I know.
Oh, it was such a sweet girl. It was so sad. She was just such a sweet soul, and it's always really saddening when you see people who've had this insecurity that's followed them their whole life. Mm-hmm. And she was really young when it started. She even had a friend that said, "I don't want to hang out with you because you don't have any boobs."
Like, yeah, and like boys won't like you because you don't have boobs. Who said?
I'm disturbed by that mentality, both by the friend and that anybody would think that somebody wouldn't like you for, based on your physical appearance, which I would say ditch them if they're not into you, but
100%. I mean, that's such a terrible, terrible thing to say, but whenever things like that happen, I always kind of remember, like, okay, it's God showing you, weeding out the bad people, you know?
Definitely.
That girl was not supposed to be your
friend. She was so little. I know. Who even thinks like that?
She wasn't supposed to be your friend, and that's how she thinks. She's not supposed to be
exactly.
Your friend.
And I've had a lot of friends that didn't want to be my friend because of the person, you know, of my situation. And I've had that type of experience where somebody was like, "No one's gonna like you because you have a scar on your chest." And I was bullied a lot in high school, so I understand that part. Crazy. And that's horrible. The fact that somebody's gonna tell you, "Oh, I don't want to be your friend because you have no boobs." Okay, like, there's more problems in the world.
She even mentioned that she started drinking milk because she heard that milk makes your boobs grow. And
I feel like we've all heard things like that.
Do you guys remember the grease? Like, you're supposed to do this push-up, like, no, the boob exercise? Do you guys remember the boob exercise?
On Grease, the movie?
Yeah, it's on Grease. Come on.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And there's also, like, it's sad because with somebody that don't have that, they're going to look for other options out there. And unfortunately there is, I mean, not unfortunately, but there is options out there too. But some people will go to the extent where they'll go to like a vitamin store and buy like breast pills or something.
Vitamins, things like that.
Those things work. To burn my hair to grow.
It's not that, I mean, at the end of the day, they're vitamins. But as soon as I heard that, I was just remembering like, what's it called? Like grandmother remedies or like little tricks and stuff like
old
that.
Old wives' tales.
Apart from the little exercise you just demonstrated.
I'll teach you guys.
Have you done anything like that to like for your hair, for your boobs, like things?
I've seen this thing that they I bought at this market from like an Asian type market, and it like is supposed to slim your face. It's like this thing, and it's supposed to slim. And I was like, I hate my face because it's round. But I mean, I grew into it, whatever. But I was using it for a while. It's kind of crazy.
Do you think?
I didn't keep it up. I usually like try things one day, and then the next I'm like, I forgot. Too much work.
I think this is perfect.
This character, not only did she like try once, how many times was she in surgery?
She had 6 surgeries, and they said that she had like the most complications ever that you could think of a breast augmentation. And Dr. Dubrow was just amazed by her. I mean, her coming in and just looking at her deformity after all those surgeries and seeing what she even had a collapsed lung. And
that's like medical, guys. That's serious. I mean, 6 surgeries.
They use the word scary for a reason. And he was saying you checked off every single thing that could go wrong, you checked off.
Yeah.
And they thought she was even done with the story, remember?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah. And he was like, okay, the only thing that didn't happen to you. She's like, oh, I'm not done with the story. That happened as well.
So what do you guys think about the stitches coming out in the hole that you saw that picture? How did you feel when you saw
I looked
that?
Away. Ooh, I just couldn't.
That was hard. It was like looking into a black abyss, like under, where was the blood? Shouldn't there be like
I know, there was no blood. It was stuff? Just like deep, like you can yeah. actually see inside
the
of
a cavern. Yeah. Actually, I think it was Dr. Dubrow said, he called it lung juice. He was like, where's the lung juice? Yeah. Is that like, I don't want to be in a surgery where you're talking about my lung juice. I mean, does that scare anybody else? Lung juice?
Yeah, I was a little curious what he really meant by that, because he said like the air bubbles and everything. A lot of people don't realize how close your organs are.
Yeah.
Really are. You would think, when you see a picture, we think they're separated, but in reality, mm-hmm. they're just all smushed together.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, not to jump because we're not done with the character, but that's what one thing that came up about the other girl who wanted to get her rib removed and wants to be so small is, like you're saying, like, there's a lot going on in here. You have to be aware.
These surgeries are extremely serious, and I think a lot of people just think, oh, I'm going to be in one day, out the next. I'm not going to really feel any pain, or there's really no medical complications that can happen. But as we know, seeing botched, mm-hmm. a ton of things can happen. I mean, even the intestines being punctured mm-hmm. and stuff.
Well, Elena, she even, I think, at some point realized, because at some point she said, I think it was maybe between her fifth and sixth surgery, uh-huh. she was like, just take him out. Just take him out. I can't do this to my body. But I can honestly say that I sympathize with her, because she's not even trying to, her goal isn't to go, like, absurd with her breasts. She just wants to feel feminine and like a woman, and maybe get back to like a baseline, I think, was her goal. So I could totally relate to her want to make a last effort, lucky number 7, for, a sort of normal, if you will, chest.
What do you guys think about her going back into surgery after all of those complications she had, even life-threatening things?
I think that she's the type of person that says, like, never give up.
Right.
She's going to try and do it. See, so because she probably believes there's something out there that has to work.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't care if she got an A, B, D, C, or a Z.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what a Z looks like, but...
wow.
I'm sure.
I know.
But...
I've seen that.
That's like the first time I've ever heard anyone saying that they want an A. And it's like, an A? That's small. But for her, that's probably like a D.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's better than nothing.
Right.
But yeah, that was very interesting. And even the doctors were surprised by that. They were saying, so you're going to just, these are the risks. You have 20% mm-hmm. this can happen. Like those were, not huge, but 40 to 50% that your lung could collapse. Is that what it was?
Yeah, there was a high percentage of her lung collapsing.
Yeah, so those are huge, huge risks. And yeah, I think she was just like, I'm not going to be defeated by this. It's been an ongoing process. I want to get to the end of it.
Mm-hmm,
and I love that she was saying, if you guys have a tiny bit of confidence, I'm going to latch on that. I'm going to latch on that hope. And like, I thought that was a really sweet moment, because we always talk about it, but these doctors bring so much hope, and it's an entertaining show, but like, yeah, a lot of hope, a hopeful show in a way.
Really,
yeah.
And they change people's lives for the better, and
yeah.
that's something that we all kind of need. We need somebody in this world to change our lives for the better.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, aesthetics, what we learn, aesthetics are not everything, but like, confidence is very important,
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really great to see them grow that.
Yeah, and just feeling comfortable in your own skin. I think everyone just wants to feel comfortable, accepted by other people, and just feel confident and able to take on the world. So what did you guys think about her revealing?
I loved it for a couple reasons, and one thing I did want to talk about was we talked about how Elena was bullied as a kid, and like people were saying they wouldn't be her friends without if she didn't have boobs, which is crazy. But we can all agree that she ended up with like the sweetest husband, right? I mean,
he was
so supportive, and like he was just concerned about her the whole time. And I thought what was really touching was how happy he was to see her, that light back in her eyes again, and to feel really. Like she had come back to who she really was. I think that was just a really sweet moment.
Yeah. So the next person we had was Brandon. Bro knows. What did you guys think of his relationship with his brother? Because I've never heard of this identical twin relationship where you want to look just like your brother. I mean, continue looking like your brother, like he did.
Yeah.
What did you guys think?
I thought that was interesting. They obviously have, I think twins in general, most twins have a really strong connection.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cute to see that. And yes, I think it was more of the fact that something was taken away from him. So all he's known his whole life is to have someone that looks exactly like him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he doesn't have that anymore. And he has like this huge defect. And, people can't help it. But obviously they're going to compare you guys because you're twins. You look alike apart from the nose.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting dynamic for sure.
Especially because, like, when you're known as twins, you want to look like, well, I mean, not every twin want to look like each other, but, like, it is what it is. Like, you have your fraternal twins, you have identical twins, and this was different because I'm sure we all know somebody that's a twin, and mm-hmm. they either don't want to look like each other or they want to look like each other. And for this, it was very unique because I think it's very special, too, because he doesn't want to just be his own self with looks. I think the personality is very more important to him when it comes to, like, well, I mean, kind of, because he did get his nose done like his brother, so.
How cool is it, though, to be able to go to the doctor and be like, no, I want to show you exactly what I want. No, come here. Like, this is like, what
exactly,
I want.
Exactly. Because you can do it, right?
Yeah,
and his nose, just seeing it shift over so much, I don't know how he stayed like that for so long. Because he stayed, like, 12, 13 years ago, he had a nose job, and now he's barely coming back in because the doctor said that they could fix it, the previous doctor that did this nose job, but that they would charge him again. What did you guys think about how his nose was before?
I thought, how is he able to breathe? Because it was so crooked. And that's very unfortunate for a doctor who's done your surgery and says, oh, I have to charge you again. Yeah. That's money hungry.
For sure.
That's not even like, this is my fault. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the blame and I'll fix it for you. No.
She's like, you broke it, you fix it.
I was going to say, right? You break it, you buy it. You break it, you buy it. Yeah.
Is there like a warranty on this? Mm-hmm. And I think that the nose, it just was so significant. Like, it's in the middle of his face. Like, that must have made him feel extremely self-conscious. I would have felt self-conscious. So him going on surgery, I think that was a great idea. And him having the courage to go back in was also just really courageous and great.
Yeah, he did great. And I think, first of all, the both brothers are very attractive before and after. But can we talk about what his nose looks like at the reveal? Is it too soon? Is it too soon to talk about?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I mean, I thought it looked fantastic. I was worried that he was going to say it was too wide because the doctors did say, you know,
it's
going to
look a little bit.
It's a little bit wider, but I thought that it really looks distinguished to me. Like, a strong nose is the focal point of a face, and it felt like, oh, this guy looks distinguished now. And I do agree. I think he looked better than his brother in the end. He looked more like, I'm here and I'm a man.
It's a more with manly nose, right? Yeah. What'd you guys think?
I thought it was just, definitely interesting for sure. And the ending, when you saw them go surfing, it was really cute. Because it's just like, you're saying like he's a man, but also very attached to aesthetics. So that's a debate to have within itself. Like, does that make you less manly if you're attracted to aesthetics? Or maybe it doesn't. So what do you think?
I thought it was cute. Like, you know, he's finally feels confident, feels better. He's like, now I look like my brother, but
actually,
better.
Yeah.
You know?
I like when you're saying that. He was like, sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
Aww, and he's so like, happy.
And he likes
that's
to thank
so
Dr. Nassif when people compliment him, like, oh, I look better. But you know what? That's what I think that's what twin magic is. Both pretty much have the both brain. You know, they're both brains have one. And they all think alike, and that's what he wanted. And I like the fact that they went out surfing and, like, let's go grab a beer. And I'm just like, yeah, let's celebrate.
That's fun to have that type of relationship. What did you guys think when Dr. Nassif was in the, like, patient room looking at his nose, and then he told his brother, yeah, your nose is collapsed. And it actually is worse than your brother's. Did you guys feel like a little, like, competition something? I don't know.
For
I felt
sure.
like a little
he,
like
he was like, hold up, I just came here to help my brother, not to examine myself. Like, let's take a few steps back. It's like totally. He's happy with his situation. Like, he looks fine, but it's always interesting to have like an expert looking at him and be like telling him really how it is.
Mm-hmm. I almost thought for a second we were gonna have like a first time where the patient becomes not even the original patient that came in to get help. Like, I thought the doctors were gonna be like, nope, it's you actually, brother number two. Get on the table. We're fixing that nose.
Like, right. That would have been cool, like a double surgery, just like hopping from one nose to the next.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Well, the next person we are going to talk about is Alicia.
Ooh.
Miss
Bimbolicious.
Bimbolicious. Alicia. And she actually has a PhD in bimbofication. She said she's a self-proclaimed bimbo, and she wants to look frozen. What did you guys think of Alicia and her decisions to be a self-proclaimed bimbo.
She wants to be Frozen?
Yeah. She wants a Frozen face.
I didn't know this was frozen. Austin Powers.
You know what my favorite part was? Raise your eyebrows. Raise your eyebrows.
I'm doing it.
Raise your eyebrows?
Oh, I can't
raise your eyebrows?
Are they up?
She's like, that was not funny.
Yeah. The concern with her, obviously, besides like people that want a ton of extreme surgeries, which I think you guys have seen a lot over the seasons past. But with her, I think something that struck me as a little bit questionable was that when she started the episode, she said, you know, about a year and a half ago, I was really into goth. So it's like, if she's really into these extreme aesthetics and she can switch her mind so quickly, it seems like some of the surgeries that she was talking about getting, she's sort of, you know, what's the word, like wishy-washy with how she really wants to look. And like, how are you going to undo webbing your fingers?
She said she wants her ribs removed. She wants an internal corset and a bigger butt and her fingers stitched together and have a permanent doll hand. And she wants a Brazilian, well, we said butt lift kind of a thing.
I don't even know what a Brazilian butt lift is.
It's like a butt lift up. Ooh, so make that booty pop.
Oh, so like a boob lift, kind of.
Kind of, but like pull a your butt cheeks. Lift.
Yeah. Who's the girl rapper with the butt that's like, why can't I think of her name, but she
Nicki
sits on
Minaj.
That's right, that's a Brazilian butt. Oh, that's an implant, maybe different?
I don't know. She's never been honest about her situation, but yeah.
It's a situation.
I think a Brazilian are actually injections, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think it's an actual surgery. Anyway, so she just wants a big ass. That's the moral of the story.
Pretty much. Don't we all?
Yeah, and she wanted her actual, like, an internal rib or an internal corset put in. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know people could do that.
Yeah, get the ribs off. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And going back, we were saying that earlier, like, you got lungs in there. You have a heart. Yeah, you have totally. I need to go back to science class. Apparently, the
intestines. Lungs?
No, the thing that, yeah.
Your intestines.
Your
intestine?
Your digestive system goes through, like, it's super long, and it goes like this, and it's super...
Oh, the swiggle. Isn't that an intestine?
Did you
have PHB as well?
Yes,
we have to go back to our anatomy classes, take a little class online or something. Just kidding. She said that this funny thing she said was she wanted to be a stripper, but she said, I'm going to get an education first. What do you guys think about that?
Hey, strippers have educations.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah. So you know what? That's You're cool. Right. But hey, all power to the strippers. They're making more money than I am.
For sure.
Like, what?
You know what? I like that. She should have been more ambitious and done both at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, if you
strip and go to school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're like school. That that one song called Novocaine.
Ooh. Novocaine. I don't know.
By Frank Ocean.
Yeah, I'm gonna play that. I'll have to check it out.
Can we talk about how the boyfriend who was like fully tatted tried to compare the multiple surgeries that she was attempting to have to tattoos and how that a tattoo is just as risky and has just as much a risk of infection as a surgery? Yeah. Did you guys hear that?
The doctor's faces were like, what are you talking about?
No. that was definitely a crazy comparison and not really a realistic comparison. But they're both in that world of body transformation, which is like a really kind of underground world. Like a small percentage of people are just, when they're into it, they're really into it. And I think that's how they mesh so well and they connected so well. Yeah.
I want to know what she looked like when she was goth.
Same.
We need to look that up.
Yeah. I have to look. Yeah. Yeah, we have to look that. Was she a blonde? Would she have black hair? Was she different? Because if everyone knows that everything's going to change within 10 years. Not every.
The trends, right?
The trends,
right,
pretty much. And she's taking it like bam, bam, bam. And I think this is more of an experience for her than actually what she wants to do. Because I feel like she doesn't even know what she wants.
Right.
Yeah. And but once you take a rib out, I don't think you can put it back in.
Maybe they're a funny couple. They're a funny combination because I don't know how relevant that is today, but I'm thinking of like a late 90s movie or early 2000s. The goth kid wouldn't really be with the bimbo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was
yeah.
funny seeing them together.
Like a Freddie Prinze Jr. movie?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I miss those. He was always my favorite. She's all that. Days. What did you guys think of the doctor's decision to tell her, hey, if you want to keep going with surgeries, you need to make your breasts smaller?
Not surprised. I tell everybody that.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. If she can't even lift her eyebrows, she probably doesn't even want to take her boobs out.
Yeah, there's always, we always talk about it, there's always that one patient who has, like, those extreme surgeries that they don't necessarily want to tackle because they're into reconstructive surgery, so it's not really a case that's appealing to them. It's really risky, and it doesn't really show a lot. It doesn't really represent who they are as doctors. So I kind of was expecting it, but I was also kind of iffy because she was saying that she has significant pain.
Right.
Yeah. So I figured, okay, well, we've seen cases like this before, mm-hmm. but not with the significant pain. So I thought that maybe there might be the chance that she goes in, but no, apparently not. She was no small boobs for this one.
Yeah, they said if she goes bigger, she will be cosmetically disabled. So who knows what that will do.
Wow.
Yeah. Very scary. But she didn't want to go smaller, so.
She's like, no.
I had one last question to ask you guys. What did you think of what she said that she wanted to look like the male fantasy? What is the male fantasy? I was talking to my friend about this earlier, and she said, oh, guys don't like when you wear a lot of makeup. And then she said, oh, no. But then other people say, oh, they like all the girls with all the makeup, all the work done. What do you guys think?
It's just way too broad. You can't say we're four different women sitting up here. Mm-hmm. We all have four different fantasies. So to say that
I have way more than that, but okay. Speak for yourself.
That's another show. But I mean, I think that even just to hear her say, I want to look like an F doll, I'm like, well.
But I don't want to be
one. But I don't want to be an F doll.
But I don't want to be one.
It's confusing. That is conflicting, my friend.
That was very conflicting. That was down, like, the best part of the show. I laughed so hard. I was like, I want to be a F doll, but I don't want to be... What was it?
I want to look like one, but I don't want to be one.
I, like, almost want to get a shirt that says that, but I would never walk around without saying that. But I thought that was so funny. Yeah.
And
it just goes to show she's, like, really in her own little world.
Yeah.
But more power to her in a way. What do you think?
You know what? I find that a little, like, I was like, okay. Because every single guy has a different fantasy.
Yeah.
Like, this is just her boyfriend, right? They're not married? Right?
Yeah, it's just a boyfriend.
Okay.
So what's his fantasy? Do something that, you know, he likes. I mean, all of us are going to like the same person that walks in the room. Not everybody likes muscles and, you know, and all that stuff. And some people do. So,
Juliet's I do.
I don't know.
Sign me up. But no, I think you're touching to a really good point is that, you know, to each their own. That's all it is. But I do think that what's most common is people are attracted to confidence. Mm. So depends how you get that. She gets that by those crazy surgeries. And that gives her the confidence that she needs to go about her day. And that makes her attractive to her partner. So I think confidence is always key.
Well, we want to keep discussing this with you. Before we go, I want my co-host to make sure you follow them on all their social media, and they're going to share it with you. Again, I'm Stacey Olivas. You can follow me at Stacey Olivas.
Okay, one more time. I'm Ashley Chaney, and you can find me at Ashley on Camera. But I need you to do me a favor, and I need you to leave a comment on the bottom of this video and tell me whether or not that bimbo is the look for you. I mean, sorry, that bimbo look. Is for you. That's what I want to know.
I love that. I love that. You can follow me on Instagram at Bonjour Juliet.
And you can follow me at Anissa Bar with 3 R's at the end.
Yay! Thanks so much for watching. Bye!
Thanks, guys. See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.